SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر.
سامعین، کیا آپ نے کبھی ہراسانی یا نفرت انگیزی کا مشاہدہ کیا ہے؟ کیا آپ نے اس مسئلے پر بات کی یا خاموش رہے؟ اس لمحے میں درست جواب دینا مشکل ہو سکتا ہے. کسی کو ہدف بنائے جانے کی صورت میں کیسے ان کی حمایت کی جا سکتی ہے بغیر صورتحال کو مزید بڑھائے یا اپنے آپ کو خطرے میں ڈالے؟ ایس بی ایس ایگزامنز کی اس قسط میں نفرت کو سمجھنے کے لیے ہم یہ سوال کر رہے ہیں کہ کب ہمیں مدد کے لیے آگے بڑھنا چاہیے.
I was driving home and pulling up to the traffic lights. Lights were red. I saw this Asian cyclist sort of beside a car, and I could sort of see that there was a bit of an exchange happening, and the exchange just generally sort of escalated quite rapidly. The driver, a white male, exited quite aggressively from the car.
COVID-19 وبائی مرض کے عروج کے بعد ایرون ٹیوگ نے عوامی مقامات پر نسل پرستانہ حملے کا مشاہدہ کیا.
There were blows starting to land, and the sort of commentary was along racialized lines, so it was almost a snap decision to intervene. The immediate concern was to de-escalate, put some sort of physical distance between the aggressor and the victim. Thankfully, after stepping in, there were a few other people who gathered around and helped to stand in the way of the perpetrator.
When people step in, it makes a difference. Interventions may not necessarily stop hate altogether, but it does disrupt in the moment, and it does signal that hateful behavior isn't acceptable.
یہ ڈاکٹر ہیلی ٹرین ہیں جو ٹیکلنگ ہیٹ لیب سے وابستہ ہیں. انہوں نے کہا کہ لوگ مختلف طریقوں سے مداخلت کر سکتے ہیں جو ان کی اپنی سہولت کے مطابق ہو.
So direct confrontation isn't always the best thing or the most safest or even necessary thing to do. There's also one of my favorites, strength in numbers. Okay, so stepping in with others is more effective and safer, even if you don't do anything at all. Sheer numbers of people surrounding the person who's been targeted is very, very helpful. And interestingly, even when bystanders don't act through sheer numbers alone, they can encourage another bystander to intervene and take more significant action. And then there's also distraction tactics. Like, for example, where you've got someone abusing someone on the train, you could go up to the person and just ask them for the time.
کسی کشیدہ واقعے کے دوران ہمارا سارا دھیان اور توانائی مجرم پر مرکوز رکھنا آسان ہو سکتا ہے، لیکن متاثرہ شخص کی دیکھ بھال کرنا اس سب سے زیادہ تعمیری کام ہے جو آپ اصل میں کر سکتے ہیں.
What the research is telling us is support the person or the people being targeted. So we can sit next to them, check if they're okay, and that could be during the incident or even after.
ہم جانتے ہیں کہ لوگ ہمیشہ آواز بلند نہیں کرتے یا مداخلت نہیں کرتے، یہاں تک کہ جب وہ جانتے ہیں کہ یہ صحیح ہے. یہ کہنا ہے پروفیسر کیوین ڈن کا، جو ویسٹرن سڈنی یونیورسٹی سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں.
There's a gap between people's ambitions in this area and their actual actions. So when you ask people in surveys whether they would take action, it's in the 70%, high 60s. You ask the same people if they've ever taken any such action, then you get below 40, below 30%.
تو ہمارے عزائم اور اعمال میں اتنا فرق کیوں ہے؟ وضاحت کرتے ہیں پروفیسر ڈن.
The main barriers to taking action, speaking up, are fear of becoming a target yourself, lack of knowledge about what to do, and a lack of certainty about whether the event is a racist event. But the positive of that is the untapped potential for us to leverage for anti-racist purposes. If we can get people to understand what is racist, what isn't, to understand the different forms of action they can take, and to then be confident in the ability to choose which action to take.
نفرت کے کسی واقعے کے سامنے کھڑا ہونا ایک مشکل تجربہ ہو سکتا ہے، حالانکہ آپ براہ راست ہدف نہیں ہیں. ڈاکٹر ہیلی ٹرین کا کہنا ہے کہ ایسے واقعات پر کاروائی کے لیے وقت نکالنا ضروری ہے.
As bystanders, when we don't do something, we are also vulnerable to other mental health related issues in the long term. If you feel like this is something, you know, you're currently experiencing, basically acknowledge that it's a tricky and complex situation to navigate. Name the emotions. I feel guilty. I feel shame. And I'm angry because, you know, I wish I could have done something more at the time. Name them out loud so you can move beyond being inactive to empower yourself. You know, draw on your networks around you. with sharing our own experience as a bystander, we can learn, you know, how to process what happened.
SBS examines ki ye qist Nick Zimbolius ne taiyar ki, jise SBS Urdu ke liye pesh kiya hai Varda Waqar ne. Mazeed malumat ke liye sbs.com.au/sbsexamines par jaiye.
آسٹریلیا میں اپنی کمیونٹی کی سرگرمیوں کے ساتھ خبروں، حالات حاضرہ اور بے لاکھ تبصروں کے لیے یہ SBS اردو ہے. SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر